This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 27th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Ice may be melting in Greenland, but it is building up at the Intercontinental Exchange in the form of open interest. ICE today reported record open interest of 48.1 million contracts as of August 25th, 2021. ICE's North American natural gas futures and options, which include Henry Hub and U.S. basis markets contracts, hit record open interest of 23 million as of August 25th, up 10%, with open interest in Henry Hub futures and options up 28% year over year. Fairex is reporting a surge in client adoption of Fairex futures, and it is averaging over 1,100 contracts traded per day in August. The brokers offering Fairex are Ameritrade, E-Trade, ADMIS, Advantage Futures, Cannon Trading, Daniels Trading, Dorman Trading, EdgeClear, Futures Online, GFF Futures, Gain Futures, Optimus Futures, Philip Capital, StoneX, Stage 5, Sweet Futures LLC, Trade of 8, and Wedbush. In 2012, after the collapse of Peregrine Financial Group, I was a guest on the Chicago public television show Chicago Tonight on WTTW to discuss business ethics. One of the other guests that evening was a DePaul professor, Kelly Pope. Pope is a forensic accounting expert who was recently on an episode of Super Heist on CNBC. She discussed money laundering and a terrific explanation of the subject. It is worth checking out. There's a link in today's newsletter. New Zealand Exchange recently announced some senior management changes. Here are the new senior executives at NZX. Sarah Minhenik, General Manager, Capital Markets Origination. Jeremy Anderson, General Manager, Capital Markets Development. Felicity Gibson, General Manager, Market Operations. Robert Douglas, Chief Technology Officer. Graham Law, Chief Financial and Corporate Officer. Hamish McDonald, Chief Strategic Delivery Officer, Hugh Stevens, Chief Executive, Smart Shares, Lisa Turnbull, Chief Executive, NZX Wealth Technologies, Joost van Amelsfort, Chief Executive, NZ Regco, Laura Robertson, General Manager, People and Sustainability. Payments Dive is looking for a reporter to join the team led by former Crane Chicago business reporter, Lynn Merrick. You can find a link for the job in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. I'm wondering whether the next donation will come from an Uptown Girl or Bad Bad Leroy Brown. ETF.com reports that Kathy Wood's ARK investment management team is back in China tech stocks. The newsletter says its analysts of ARK's trade notifications since last Thursday shows the firm has bought a net of 1.17 million shares of JD.com and its JD Logistics subsidiary, along with about 235,000 shares of Tencent and 85,824 shares in Pinduoduo. The majority of those shares were reportedly placed in the ARK Space Exploration and Innovation ETF, ARKX, and the ARK FinTech Innovation ETF, ARKF. ARK was among the investors that sold off Chinese holdings recently after the Chinese Communist Party ordered security reviews of U.S.-listed tech companies. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Previous COVID prevents Delta infection better than Pfizer shot. Early data from Israel shows natural immunity wanes with time. People who recovered from COVID may face lower risk from Delta. People who recovered from a bout of COVID-19 during one of the earlier waves of the pandemic appear to have a lower risk of contracting the Delta variant than those who got two doses of the vaccine of Pfizer and BioNTech SE. The bad news, you had COVID. The good news, you are more protected from the movement of the underlying infection. Here is a story from AP. U.S. deaths in 2020 top 3 million, by far the most ever counted. This is the deadliest year in U.S. history, with deaths expected to top 3 million for the first time, due mainly to the coronavirus pandemic. Final mortality data for this year will not be available for months, but preliminary numbers suggest that the United States is on track to see more than 3.2 million deaths this year, or at least 400,000 more than 2019. Mike Hammett, we can't reverse this number, but we can slow the trend. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Why is the supply chain still so snarled? We explain with a hot tub. Utah manufacturer Bullfrog Spas depends on a complicated network to bring materials from across continents and oceans. The pandemic put it out of whack. The global supply chain is an intricate ballet of container ships, airplanes, trucks, and planes. The coronavirus pandemic threw it out of whack. This is why you can't often buy the goods you want. Hot tub maker Bullfrog Spas saw demand soar as homebound consumers upgraded their backyards. Yet its supply chain spans thousands of miles across continents and oceans. On a typical day, its Harriman, Utah factory takes delivery of 40,000 gallons of chemicals, 400 sheets of plastic, and up to 60,000 additional components. My comment, a local restaurant was out of zucchini and could not get it from its suppliers. A client brought in a bunch from his garden. There are all kinds of supply chains. The more local, the better. Here's a story from the BBC. 12-year-old boy makes £290,000 from whale NFTs. A 12-year-old boy from London has made about £290,000 during the school day holidays after creating a series of pixelated artworks called Weird Whales and selling non-fungible tokens. My comment, creativity is not limited by age. Here's a story from the Financial Times. We should be careful which metaverse we choose to live in. A fully realized parallel online world will take decades to appear, but the possibilities are infinite. The great thing about the future is that you can make it up. If present-day reality is messier than you had hoped, then you can construct an alternative one where everything is much cleaner. So it is with the latest West Coast infatuation with the metaverse. Now that the Federal Trade Commission is hammering on big tech's door, and even the Taliban is using audio app Clubhouse, maybe it's time to add a shiny new dimension to the future. My comment, I want to live in the metaverse where every mistake I made didn't happen. But then I wouldn't have learned from my mistakes. Darn, leave me here. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Not surprisingly, our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's Florida is getting its own Baja Mar-style mega resort in Boca Raton. Many of us in the futures and options industry have fond memories of FIA conferences there over the years. Second was the press release, ABAX Clearing receives approval in principle, notification from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. ABAX was also our MarketsWiki page of the day Thursday. And third was Bloomberg's traders reneging on deals frustrate $7 trillion market about the practice of last look in foreign exchange market. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.